Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara on Amud Aleph brings down the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Em Yitein Ish Es Kol Hoin Beisoi Ba'ava Boys Yavuzuloi. If a person would want to give away all of his wealth for Ahava in exchange for getting some Torah, some Ahava, Boys Yavuzuloi, he'll be mocked and he'll be scorned because such a thing is not possible. So the Gemara explains this, and the Gemara says that that's Loi Ke Shimon Achi Azariah. It doesn't refer to the kind of upmacht, the kind of deal that Shimon Achi Azariah had, which Rashi explains based on the Sugya in Svochim, that this Shimon, who was an Oisik Batoyer, and is quoted in the beginning of Svochim in the Mishnayos, he had a brother by the name of Azariah who would go into business, and Azariah supported Shimon. That was the upmacht that they had in advance, that Azariah would support Shimon, and together they would be choylik, they would be achloiku in the Torah, the schus, the schar for the Torah that Shimon would get. And that kind of upmach is fine, and it works, and there's Gemara is saying that there's no boys yavuzu loy, we would not scorn such a deal like that. Someone like Azariah who's supporting Shimon. The Gemara says, likewise, we're not referring to like Rabbi Yochanan the Beinasiya, which Rabbi Yochanan had a similar upmach with the Beinasiya, the Mishpacha of the Nasi, that they had made up in advance, they would support him and they would divide in his chus of limit HaTorah. Rather, the boys of Uzuloi, this the person gets mocked or scorned for trying to buy his way into the chus in the schar of the limit HaTorah, that refers to Elo, Kehil, the Shevna. That refers to these two brothers, Hillel and Shevna. Hillel is the famous Tana Hillel, and the Gemara says that the story was that Hillel all his life learned Torah ba'amelus rav and ba'anius and ba'dachkos. He was very poor and he learned Torah. Shevna, Hillel's brother, was Ovid Iska and he was involved in business. And the Besoif, all the way at the end, after Hillel had spent his life ba'dachkos learning the Torah and Shevna had made money, so Shevna afterwards came to Hillel and he said to him, Ta na'roig v'niflig. In other words, let us now get together. I'll pay you money and I'll get some of your reward for the Torah. So at that time, Yosef of Baskel, the heavenly echo, came out. For Amra, this pasuk in Mitin Hish is Kohen Beisoi. Ba'ahava, boys yavuzuloi, a person tries to buy his way into the schar of limud HaTorah with the hoin beisoi, with the wealth, so boys yavuzuloi, he just gets scorned. So, the Ramah in Yeridei Reishim Aleph, Reishim Vav in Sif Aleph, the Ramah paskins from the name of Ibn Yerucham, a distinction which seems to emerge straightforwardly from our Gemara. The Ramah paskins that a person could make a Tanai, Yochel Odom Lahasnois and Chaveri, can make an upmach and a deal in advance that you'll be Oisik Batayra and the other one will support you with Parnasa. For Yachlikim and Beschar, they'll divide together the reward for the Torah. So that's okay, and that you can do that. Avol, but the flip side, Im Kar Osak Batayra, if you already learned, and now the person's trying to pay you now and buy his way into the merit, the schar, the limit of Torah, any ochalimko lechelko, it's actually impossible to sell your chelik away after the fact, bishful moment sheyitan lo in turn for the money that you'll get. And that is, it says there in the Ramah that comes from Ben Yerucham, based upon the Shas, the Saita, the Gemara, and the Sechta Saita, which is our Gemara. And that's the way the Ramah passing the halacha. This is well known, and we'll talk later, Mr. Shem, as the so called Yisachar Zevulun Upmach, the Yisachar Zevulun deal, based upon the Sefri and Vazaita Bracha that we'll, Mr. Shem, Blina, talk a little later about, as the Sefri says. And in fact, Yisachar Zvolun had an upmach like that as well. The Shevet Yisachar with the Shevet Zvolun, and Zvolun supported Yisachar, and they were Cholik Beschar. So there are more paskening for Ben Yeruchim that such a thing is doable. There's a big shaila in the Achroinim, a number of Achroinim discussed this question about whether there's an outright steer to the whole Yisoid in the Chuvas Maharam Alashkar in the name of the Chuvas Rabbeinu Haigoin. So obviously, the Chuvas of Haigoin is a very, very choshev Chuva. It comes from one of the greatest of the Goiner of Haigoin, and of Haigoin. Goin was asked a similar question, and his answer seems to be very negative in terms of being able to make such an upmach, even as the Achronim point out, even in advance. So the question that Rav Haigoin was asked about is Mishu who noyeg lehis'anois Shani v'chamisha v'shani, there's somebody who constantly fasts all the Monday, Thursdays, and at the end of a time period, he's accumulated a lot of merit, a lot of zechusim, for fasting Monday, Thursday all the time, so he calls out that he's willing to sell mocharti, tainas, zu hashana, bekach, v'kach, leploini, and after the fact, in other words, you want to make a buck, you want to make a lot of money, and you have a whole merit of fasting Monday, Thursday, the whole year, so you sell it away to somebody in return for lots of money, the konu kinyan alzeh, and they made a kinyan, and the shail over here is, is that was asked of Rav Haigoin is such a kenyan effective? Well, likewise, somebody who gave money al manas sheyikra hatoyra v'tias chos akri aloy. By the way, the Achronim point out, we'll come back to this later, that if you think carefully about the two cases of the Rav Haigoin, one of them is an after the fact case, and one of them is actually a before the fact case. So he's clearly discussing both and not making any distinctions. One case is he already fasted Monday, Thursday, a whole year or whatever it was, and now you want to sell the schos for the fast on Monday, Thursday after the fact and make some money. The other case is that somebody who gives a zohov, who gives some good money in advance al menas sheyikra haTorah, that somebody should learn Torah and he'll get the reward for that. T'tias chos akri aloy. So that's the second case, is in advance he's giving that money. Rav Haigoin though was asked these two questions together. He addressed them together both in a very negative way and says that what kind of business? How could he say such a thing? Says Rav Haigoin. He quotes the pasuk tzidkas hatzadik olof tia v'rishas harosh olof tia. The pasuk in Yecheskel, the tzidkas of the tzadik goes to him and to no one else. The rishas of the rosh goes to him and someone else. And the yesoid, Rav Haigoin says k'shen she'ino the nitfas ba'ovoin zulosoi. Just like no man will ever be punished for the aveira of somebody else's aveira, not his. In other words, we're not talking about arvus or something. We just mean that you know, you didn't. He's his aveira, and we'll punish you. No such a thing. There's no such a thing ever. In other words, he's saying that I can't take your schus. I'll pay you for the schus, and I'll get the schus. And how could it a thing if it possibly be? And how is such a thing? How is such a thing believable? Now it happens to be, Dr. Rav Haigoin, that if you help somebody do a mitzvah, you're definitely going to get reward for a misayaya. If you help somebody learn Torah, you help somebody do a mitzvah, whatever it is. He doesn't differentiate, by the way, throughout. That Rav Haigoin means helping someone do a mitzvah and helping someone learn Torah. They're both the same in his eyes. And he says, whatever, you're definitely going to get the reward for being a misayaya. But he says, you shouldn't make any mistake. That's not the pshat that he did the mitzvah and you get his reward. You're going to get for being a misayaya, for assisting him. You supported him with money, you supported him physically, helping him, whatever it is. That's because you did a pa'ula of a siyua, a pa'ula of assistance and activity, and you deserve to get reward for that. Why not? So consequently, you're going to get the reward, but it's not because of any kind of concept that somehow you made a transaction, you get the reward that was coming to him. You only get that which is coming to you because you're a misayaya and you assist. You didn't assist. And he quotes a pasuk that our Gemara talks about him. And he quotes our Gemara that the reference is not like Shimon Achi Azari, etc., but it's like Hillel and Shevna. He quotes the whole Gemara with Hillel and Shevna. And the Rav Haigoin says, bottom line, it's impossible to ever get anybody's reward, but you can get a reward as your own Messiah. Now it's Mashma in the Rav Haigoin that he understood that when the Gemara talks about Shimon Achi Azariah, which is clear that that's a positive thing, and the Gemara acknowledges that Azariah could get the reward for Shimon because he made it up in advance. It's Mashma in Rav Haigoin that he understood that that's not because of the Poshe Pshat, that the Pshat is that if you make up in advance, you can actually buy and sell and make an Upmach, whereby you're going to be Choylik in the Schar for the limit of Teir. Rather, he holds that the Gemara simply means that you're a Messiah. You get the word for an assist. If you did it in advance, you want to get it afterwards, you're not going to get any Messiah award at all because of the fact that you didn't assist him. You're just trying to buy your way into it later. But if you support him in advance, you get the support, you get the reward, the schar for being a messiah, but not that in any way you made a true transaction with him. That's the Rav Haigoin. He's very clear about this. It refers to both mitzvahs and limited Torah. Both, even if you're in advance, you can't get any kind of way to buy your way into his award. The Mepoiskim ask, the Achroinim ask, is that a steer to the Ramon, the name of Ben Yerucham, who says clearly that as long as you make the Abmach in advance, you can masne him chaver, you can make a tanai and upach with your friend, that you will be Isaac Batirim, and he will be Mamtzi Lepanos, and you'll be Choylat Eschar. So that's a Rabbi, clearly the name of Yerucham that says this thing that you could do it, and Haigoin seems to say that you can. Now, really, the Poshe Pshat, the MS is that the Tataka do argue. That's a simple understanding. In fact, the Mechas Yitzchok in Chelek Ches Pealof goes like that, Befeyashi, and he doesn't have a problem. He says that the Poiskim, Paskal Halacha, like the Ramon, the name of Ben Yerucham, that you could be Choylat Eschar, and it's against the Rav Haigoin sheet to hold that it's impossible to be chelik in the schar. I noticed, by the way, I didn't see anybody speak this out, that Be'emes is that this, the idea that the Ramo says, he quotes him in Yeruchim, that you're chelik the schar, you're not just assisting him, but you get a portion of the reward, divided. So Rashi really says that. L'chayre, it's something which has often a mocker in Rashi over here, by Shimon Achi Azariah, that Rashi says that the upmach was that there'll be yachloik b'schus limudi shal Shimon, that there'll be chelik, divide up the schus limud of Shimon. So Rashi is, I think, a clear mocker for Ben Yerucham, and that certainly provides support for the fact that there are more paskins like the Ben Yerucham, the Yecholot Eschar, and against the Rav Haigoin, who holds that such a thing is not even possible at all. All you could get, if you come in advance and support him, is a schus of a Messiah, you actively assisted the mitzvah of the Torah to be achieved. Now, there is a mahalach to try to make these poiskim shtim, to make the Ramon and the Bruchim shtim, together with the Rav Haigoin shtim. It's a b'chudosh took a reading, no question of it at all, but the Imri Bina, the Meir Orbach, and Havacha, the Imri Bina says the following shtickle to you, which is a good yesoid, a very nice yesoid, although it's certainly a chidosh to say that that's going to be the Mar Mekemish thing over here, Meir Rucham against the Rav Haigoin, that they could work together. So he says that it's Yadua and Sforum. He says that in Kamas Sforum, there's explained that the two types of schar, two types of reward that a person gets for doing a mitzvah. The first type of schar that you get is a schar that is a kind of remuneration. It's like a payment. So it's heaven, they pay you. Shemayim, they're going to pay you. It's like you go to a store and you sell something in the store, so you get paid for it, cash. But it's so in Shemayim, they pay you with a ruchnius kind of reward, or they pay you with brochos, they pay you with schar. It's a schar for doing mitzvahs. That's one type of schar for doing, for asiyas and mitzvahs and for teyah. Another distinct schar, which also exists, he says, is a schar which he refers to as a schar seguli hadavik b'poil hatoiv shemoy shechal atzmoy shefa elokim. Use some fancy expressions, but the second kind of schar is the natural process of things, is that the natural outcome and a natural outgrowth of being oisik and ruchnius, being oisik and teyah mitzvahs, and a person who's oisik and teyah mitzvahs, it's natirlich, it's from zechalein, like a natural thing in the veld, in the spiritual world, the way that the Rebbeinu Shaft the veld, there's a natural effect that devolves upon a person that oisik and mitzvahs, he becomes a changed person, he becomes a more ruchnius person, he becomes the shefa ho'eloki, the ruchnius from Bereshit gets showered down upon him. There's a natural outgrowth and a natural outcome of the asiyas mitzvahs, and there's a second schar distinct from the first kind, which is a kind of payment or reward type schar. So if them zok the Imri Bina, once you understand you have these two types of schars, he feels that that's the yeshiv of the stira between the Rabbon and Minruchim, on the other hand, the Rav Haigoin, the Marmalashkar on the other side. If Emister, that's not a stira, he says they're referring to two different types of reward. If you're talking about the natilicha, natural, teviastic, a kind of reward that's a natural outcome of the fact that you were oisik and teir mitzvahs, and you automatically have become a person who's receptive to the shefa ho elaki, to the ruchnius from the punishment, that says the emibina, that the Rav Haigoin is right about that. That's what he was referring to, the Rav Haigoin, when he said it's totally impossible to buy your way in, even in advance. The mind, so you're not the one who's being oisik in the mitzvahs, oisik in the teir in the direct sense, and you're not going to get the automatic outgrowth, the outcome, ruchnius, that devolves memeila upon someone who's also going to turn mitzvah. That Rav Haigoin is talking, and he's right about that. Masha Einkein, the Rashi, Ibn Yeruchim, Ramah, that they say that there's a concept of actually being choylik and making up a kind of apportionment of the schar, and you support them in advance to learn the Torah. So they're talking about, says the Mebina, they're discussing the kind of payment type of reward, and they're talking about that there is almost like a cash payment, like a ruchnius cash payment that they pay you in Shemayim in return for doing the Torah mitzvahs, which is distinct and independent of the Eisik and Torah mitzvahs, and that kind of reward, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to, under the right circumstances, be able to make a transaction in advance, and you but you support the person, you make up the upmach, the Yisachos Vulan deal, so to speak, and you'll be able to divide in the schar. And that's what the Meruchim was talking about. The Rebina therefore wants to make, as you could see, the Rav Haigoin, who says he can't divide the reward, and Rav Yochum says he could divide the reward, and he says that they could stim. In this manner, there were two different words. Lamein said the truth is, this is a chiddush gadol ma'od, to say the least, in the Lashon of Haigoin, the Maram Alashkis Tshuva, which is very clearly mashma, that he holds that the only thing you can possibly get, even if you're Yisachos Vulan or Shimon Achi Azariah, is a credit for an assist. That's it. You're a Messiah, and they give you special credit for being a Messiah, which is a Gavaldiga thing. But more than that, it's clearly Masha in him that he holds you wouldn't be able to achieve. So the Pashtas are like the Michas Yitzchok, the Rav Haigoin argues with the Ben Yeruchim, and there are more, as you could see, passings like your Ben Yeruchim, and you could make the so called Yisachos Volun deal. The Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe Yeridei Chelek Dalet has a tshuva on Yisachos Vulan deals in which he was asked to explain the parameters of these types of upmach, these types of deals, and how it works, and what the protim, the details might be that's necessary to have them. So the Moshe points out that you have the Gemara Bayos with Shimon Achi Azariah, that it's mavur, that the thing could be done, the deal that was had between Shimon and Azariah. The Moshe also stelsu the Rashi in Vezoi Sabracha, and he says the Rashi in Vayichi, well, this is all based. And Moshe doesn't point it out, but it's obvious that Rashi, actually, Vezoi Sabracha comes from a Sifri. And Vezoi Sabracha that speaks of the Pasuk that says that Zvolon
The pasuk in Vayechi speaks as Volon Lachoyf Yamim Yishkoin, Vahul Lachoyf Anios, etc. Yisachat Chomer Gorim, and in Parashas V'Zoysa Bracha it says, speaks of Smach Zvolon B'Tzeisech of Yisachat Boy Alecha. That's a clear pasuk, the way that Chazal understand it, and Rashi talks about in the Chumash, that Smach Zvolon B'Tzeisech, Zvolon goes out there, he does the pragmatium, Yisachat Boy Alecha, Yisachat is in his oil, so Tayr, he learns Tayr. And that's because Chazal tells us that Yisachat Zvolon had a deal between them, that Shevet Yisachat Zvolon would support Shevet Yisachat, and they would be Choylik in the and this is what we referred to as the Yisachos Vulan Opmach, which is similar, like Moshe tells it to the Opmach of the Shimon Achi Azariah of our Gemara. Now, Moshe says very emphatically in a couple of places, in the beginning he says it right away, Hu Poshet Uboro, says Moshe, it's absolutely Poshet Uboro, absolutely clear, She'ein in the Mitzvah Stoka. In other words, that this type of Yisachos Vulan deal has nothing to do with Stoka, it's not based on Stoka. Later on the Tshuva, Moshe says that to the extent that a person B'chuyev to give Stoka, he cannot pat to himself with the Yisachos Vulan Opmach, because it's a business deal, as we'll talk a little, and it's not tzedakah at all. You don't fulfill tzedakah, and it's not fulfilled, and it's not a chelik of the mitzvah tzedakah, and the person makes a deal between Yisachos Vulan. Moreover, Moshe goes to a little bit barichus, in which he brings rayas and smuchon lakach to demonstrate that Shevi Yisachos was in no need of tzedakah. We didn't need to have tzedakah. Rabbi Moshe said they had a beautiful portion of land in Eretz Yisrael, as much as any other Shevet had a chelik of land in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Moshe brings down Rashi in Chumash that says an interesting thing, that the so-called Sfunei Tmunei Choyl, which is the special wealth and the sands, the chelozen and the different special things that the sands of the beaches of Zvolun had that they produced. So Rashi in Mavur and Chumash actually that Shevi Yisachar had that too. Yisachar and Zvolun, both of them had Sfunei Tmunei Choyl, and that's the special Schuchas Levona, the white glass and the chelozen, etc., the wealth, and Yisachar had it too. In fact, the Moshe says that it's clear from different rayas that Shevet Yisachar had a beautiful portion of land. It was fertile. It could have grown things, and it did grow things, in fact, and it wasn't just left fallow. And also, they had wealth. They had riches. They had different riches that came to them by the sea. They were not indigent, needy people. They were not aniyim, and you couldn't be Yisachar and Yisachar by giving them anything. Elamai, says Rav Moshe, the upmach between Shevet Yisachar and Shevet Zvolun had nothing to do with Tzedakah whatsoever. Rather, the vort was that Yisachar recognized their koyach was limerateir, and Zvolun recognized that their koyach was pragmati and business and asik and oilam hazadika, making the money. So therefore, Zvolun, says Rav Moshe, not only did they go out there in the ships and they did merchandise and the merchant ships, but as well, says Rav Moshe, Shevet Zvolun also went into the lands of Shevet Yisachar, and they served as the laborers, and they tilled the land, they tilled the soil, they did little work, and they worked the Shevet Yisachar's land as well, says Rav Moshe. They were involved in doing all the working for the two shvatim. It's not the pshat that was Stoka, says Rav Moshe. It wasn't Stoka. If they wouldn't have done it, then Yisachar would have done it. They had possessions, they had nechosim, they could work it, and they could make money. However, this was the obmach they had between them, because Yisachar's koyach wasn't Torah, and Zvolun's koyach wasn't Pramatia, and therefore, Zvolun did all the work for Yisachar, and Rav Moshe says, who inyan shutfus mamish, says Rav Moshe. It was a shutfus mamish. You have to look upon this business deal. It has a ruchnius component, obviously, but nonetheless, fundamentally speaking, b'yisoidai, it should be looked upon like any shutfus in the whole wide world, like any business deal, and you divide up the proceeds. They divide up the money, and they divide up the schav, the limited Torah is divided up in the same manner as any shutfus. That's why in the Hemshach HaTshuva, Rav Moshe really names on that the standard way to make a shutfus of Yisachar Zvolun is actually to divide the wealthy person's money 50-50. You know, that he's a wealthy person, he makes a couple of $1 million a year. So, at least in the beginning of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe names on, so you'll give $1 million, you know, you divide the money 50-50, and thereby, you'll be a shutif, because what else is a shutif? You know, you're a shutif in making the money, you make the money, he makes the Torah, and you divide it. So, l'chayr, the right shutif will be 50-50. Subsequently, in the Hemshach HaTshuva, Rav Moshe acknowledges that if you have a person, the balabas was a gvir, that he makes a huge amount of money, that suffices, says Rav Moshe, that you can give a limited, so to speak, stipend to the oisik b'Torah, such that he has enough, says Rav Moshe, to make a living b'ravchus. In other words, without any kind of a straitened needs, but rather that he's living baravchus and he lives with plenty and he's able to marry off with children, says Moshe, and he can give you if the gvir will make a sochan zvulun deal with the loisik b'teir, such an ex- extent that he'll be able to live by Ravchus and won't have to worry about needs. So then Rav Moshe says that the Opmach would not have to be 50-50 because he's employing all the needs of the Talmud Teir, of the Oisik Bateir. Now, Kabbalim, that's what Rav Moshe is actually, that's his maskana, and he stresses again at the end of the Tshuva that none of this has anything to do with Stoker. And if you give Stoker, it's a beautiful thing, you're making the mitzvah Stoker. If you do a Sachas Volan Shutfis, you do a beautiful thing and you're not making Stoker. However, you do become a Shutf in the Oisik Bateir if you live according to these rules. But again, the way that Rav Moshe understands the Yisachos Vol and Opmach, which Rav Moshe ends, by the way, with a starker point, that he says that the way I'm understanding it and the way I'm explaining it to you, you can understand why it's Mavur in the Ramah, and we quoted the Lashon of the Ramah before, that the Ramah brings a Ben Yeruchim that Yochal Odom Lahasno Yisim Chaveiro, you can make a special Opmach, a special deal with your friend, that you'll learn the Torah and he'll support you, and etc., etc. You have to make a special Lahasno, he says Rav Moshe, a special deal, a special tonight. If it will be Torah, if it will be just the mitzvah of Tzedakah to support Torah, Vada says Rav Moshe, there's no such thing b'shum mokum as say, you know, I'm giving Tzedakah to support Torah, I have to make a tanai that I should get reward. Why in the world do you have to make a tanai? Of course, it's a gewaldige thing to give Tzedakah and support Torah. You're going to get the schar of a toimich Torah, a supporter of Torah. There's no necessity whatsoever to make any kind of a tanai. The reason the tanai over here says Rav Moshe is because you're not getting the mitzvah of Tzedakah of a supporter of a toimich Torah. Rather, you're becoming a shut of mamish in the limit of Torah in the manner of Yisachos Volun, which was Shimon Achi Azariah did as well, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, Zokter Rav Moshe, necessary to make this tonight because you're entering into this sort of a kind of a business contract. Now, for Shteitzuch, if you learn this Mahalach in the Yisachos Volun Shutfasin, which in its own way is very Oisgarten, but if you learn this way, you're closing off the doors in a very big way to the idea that this should be a halacha l'mais in a practical way, lots of Yisachos Volun. There's not going to be very many Yisachos Volun at all, according to Moshe, except for the very small number of cases where you could have Gvirim to a sufficient extent, and they're willing to hold out a Talmud Chacham that he could be supported by Rav with all of his knees covered, etc., etc. Otherwise, you could be a gewaldige schuss, Rav Moshe says, you're supporting Torah, you get stock of a chulu, everything you get, but you're not going to get a Yisachos Volun. Now, the Maisa, the truth is, interestingly, that we do have today, even that people do make what they understand to be Yisachos Volun deals of some type, without a fulfillment of the Igus Moshe's understanding, or that derech, or that understanding, which is actually, you know, a very limited ability to fulfill for most people. And the truth is, not all Achoinim agree with Rav Moshe on this. There is clearly two different drachim on this, and there are who clearly worked with a more limited understanding of the Yisachos Volun, which could work as well, even if it doesn't supply all the needs and Beravchos, etc., where the Rav Moshe describes. I was looking around and I noticed there's a tshuva in the tshuva's Beis Shloimoy in Yeridei Beis Siman Tzadal. The Beis Shloimoy was one of the important 19th century poiskim in the time of Rav Shlomo Kluger. He has correspondence with him, and the Beis Shloimoy has a curious tshuva about somebody who's living in Chutz La'aretz and wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. We're talking late 19th century. He wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, and but he's right now a very big gvir, and he's holding out. He's a machzik toyer. He's holding a lot of loim de toyer. He machzik de loim de toyer b'chutz laretz, and if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he'll be a loyucha lahachzike, and he's not going to be able to bring all the wealth with him. He won't be a wealthy person in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll be an ordinary person. He won't be able to support the loim de toyer. The Beis Shloimoy comes out in the tshuva. He brings in the Maror Mekoymish. He brings the Ramah that we were talking about before, about the gevaldige gemail of achzakas haTorah, the yecholik mamish in the schar. And the Beis Shloimoy says that therefore this gevaldige gemail of achzakas haTorah is so tremendous that he says that to give this up, what you have here in Chutz La'aretz, and go to Eretz Yisrael, where he says that it's likonis besfeikois, to get involved in all kinds of doubts, lead to la'aretz ha'koidish. Good, in those days, for Shteitzich, it was more sfeikois than today, in the 19th century, to make the travel all the way to Eretz Yisrael, no simple matter. But fundamentally, what he says is that what you have is such a tremendous thing right now, that you're getting the reward mamish of the limit of Torah, and you're being choylik at the schar, because you're machzik limited Torah. So, therefore, says the Beis Shloimoy, that he doesn't see that it's a good deal altogether to give all that up to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what he comes out, that you should stay and continue as a gvir and being machzik d'achzokas haTorah. That's what he comes out. Now, the Maaseh said there's no shum remez in this tshuva duchzuch that we're talking about a person who made a very specific tznai with an upmach and he was supporting all the needs. But Ravchus, it's Tam says that he was giving a lot of money to limit haTorah, to Talmud haTorah. It seems passive. He was like ordinary, like we have and familiarly that we have big gvirim to give a lot of money for limit haTorah. And still, Afal Pi Kain, the Beis Shloimoy understood that he could still sue the Ramah, that the Ramah speaks speaks of being chaylik in the schar. So he does not appear to have, this is an example of someone who does not appear to have all learned up like the Igus Moshe, that require very specific conditions to be met, but rather he understood that if he was applying lots of money for chazakas ha-Torah b'yod v'chava, they automatically are chaylik in the schar. So the Beis Shlomo is an example of someone who doesn't require all of the conditions of the Igus Moshe to be met in order to get the so-called Yisachas Volum label and to get a chaylik in the limit of Torah. It is l'maisa a little schwer. Certainly the basic ha'ora that Rav Moshe points out, that the Rav Moshe said beferish that Yochel ha-hasnois, you can make a special tonight, which means that Rav Moshe said you're setting it up as a business deal, and you're not standing, you know, forking over cash, handing over money, but rather you're setting it up as that you have a business dealing going, a shutzah mamish, like Rav Moshe says. The Lashon Rav Moshe, Yochel ha-hasnois, is mamish mashma, it's some sort of a business dealing that you make up, as opposed to the Beis Shlomo. And Beis Shlomo seems to be schwer that way, you know, that he assumed that stamos, a person gets a lot of money for limited tire, and he becomes fulfillment of this Ramah. Eisha year, you could have different days, apparently, and to what extent you have to have full support, and beravchos, etc., to what extent there needs to be a support in order to have the so-called Yisachos Volon deal. One final point on this subject, also an outgrowth of all that we discussed, is a tshuva in the Maharsham, in the Chelek Gimel Kufnon Aleph, Benegir, to someone who, the Maharsham was asked this question, with Halacha L'mais, it actually came up, that Echot Shem Mocher Lach Averoi Ha'averoi Shaloi, in other words, somebody sold his friend all of his Averois. So he sold all of, obviously the friend who bought it wasn't taking this too seriously, and didn't care, didn't bother him, so he bought all of the fellow's Averois, and it was an actual transfer of Shloishim Rubel Kesef, also Tkias Kaf, this was very taken very seriously on the part of the Moicher anyway, that he transferred over 30 Rubel Kesef to the other guy to take all of his Averoif, and they made a Tkias Kaf, they made a handshake with a whole serious Mekach, and they sent the Shaila to the Marsham, had a Benesiachas to this, what's the story with this issue of selling over one's Averoif? So the Marsham responds to the Tshuva with a number of interesting Maramakoymas, and he quotes the Maram Alashka we spoke of before, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, which says very clearly, by the way, that Tzidkas Hatzad all of Tia, Verishas Arosha, all of Tia, and the Rav Haigoin says in very sharp and clear language that it's totally impossible to sell away your Averois, and such a thing cannot possibly be done. It's not saleable. So the Marsham quotes that, and he actually accepts that, that the Averois are not saleable. However, against that, the Marsham points out that even though a sale mamish you do not have, it appears to be that there is some way that you could achieve some sort of a halachic kalois. Why? Because he brings in the Midrash Rabbah and Shir Shirim, that the Midrash Rabbah says that when the Yidden was standing at Har Sinai and they wanted to receive the Torah, so Hashem said to the Yidden, Haviu li arevim toivim. I want you to bring me cosigners, guarantors. I'm giving you the Torah. I want you to bring me guarantors who I'll be able to collect from if chalila v'chalila, that the Torah will not get fulfilled, it will not get kept. So bring me your guarantors, your orevs, that chalila I could collect from them. So they tried this orev and they tried that. In the end, from Soif, they said, Hare b'neinu, orevim oisanu, that in other words, our children are our orevs. So the children of the Yidden became the guarantors. Now, this is a agadah to Medrash, it's certainly an interesting Medrash, that the Marsham though says that a yois that he brings down Medrashim that say that a the Midrash says that Beferish that Gazbol who keeps his own Torah. So therefore, says the Marsham, if it says over here that the Yidden are giving their children as guarantors, which means, what does it mean, Cholila, says the Marsham? That if the Yidden are not going to keep the Torah, so Chas V'Shalom attempt takes his punishment out on the Yidden, because that's what it is. You know, you collect from the Orev. If there's a loan to be collected, then you collect from the Orev, the guarantor. So that's what's been happening over here, that apparently one person did an Averah, and the other person serves as a guarantor. And you collect from that guarantor, so it's mashma that there is such a thing. One guy did the aver, and the other guy does get punished. So interestingly enough, the Marsham holds no shum stira between what he just said based on the Medish and the Rav Haigoin says that you can't b'shum oifin sell an oinish for a iser that you did. Remarkably, the Marsham actually comes out like this. That's his maskana that although it's impossible to sell an avera, you could in fact be koina an arvus in an avera that you become the guarantor, so to speak. That if the Rabban Shalom wants, instead of punishing the person who did the Avera, he'll take out the payment from you, just like he can take out the payment from any Orav on any regular loan. So therefore, the Marsham writes that this person who purchased the Averas, although it's true that there was no actual purchase, it's not like the Averas themselves went over into his account in heaven, he says, the Marsham says, so therefore the Moicher al Yismach, you know, the person who sold it away shouldn't be so thrilled, because he still has those Averas and he can still be punished for them. However, despite the fact that the Moicher al Yismach, despite that, Zokter, the Koine should be very scared. The the kohen should be very nervous about this and worry about it. The kohen was probably not so observant. He wasn't so, he didn't care too much about the whole thing, but we can give a little bit Yirei Shemayim into him, Yirei Shemayim, so he should be very scared, because the Maharsham says, Hayoris, that he was kohen and arvus, so he became an orif, a guarantor, like a co-signer on the loan, so to speak, from the Peronius, the punishment to come about for these averis. And the Maharsham says it's not clear what kind of orif you become. Chazal say the kids are an orif, they might be an orif kablon, if you know the sugya of orif, a co-signer is a guarantor to a loan. Orif kablon is a deal in which you can collect directly from the orif first, without passing go, without collecting directly from the loivev, you can go straight to the kablon and collect from him. The Maharsham says it could be, it's possible, that when the you become an orif for an aver that somebody does, you become the equivalent of an orif kablon, and you can collect directly from the orif first. So therefore, he says, that much of an upmach you did do, that much of a transaction you had, and therefore, although the seller shouldn't be so thrilled, he didn't sell it away, the averis he did, but the buyer better be very scared. The yifchad, the yidag, the nafshe, pen yonish, mevroimim, he really better worry about it and do tshuva, and he should worry about the fact that he may very well get punished, chas v'sholom, for these other person's averis. The guy who sold the averis, at least this much you did, you didn't sell them successfully, but you showed that you are interested in getting rid of them, and if you couple that with a tshuva, and an emes a tshuva, then he'd be able to be zoichi, he says, to be nimchal, menashamayim. On Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down the different shitos and whether a person should teach his daughter Torah. And Benazai, who we don't paskin like, Benazai holds that a person is mechuyev to teach his daughter Torah, and like we saw already in the Mishnah, that's way she'll know that if she doesn't die as a result of the hashkoas meisoita, so if even if she did this nus, she might not die, she'll be aware, she'll know that it was the schus that was Torah, and that way she'll have that awareness. So Benazai holds a person has to teach his daughter Torah. Taisus over here brings down the Yerushalmi on top of a base. The Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says the Benazai the loy care belos Benazaria. Benazai is not like who's the Blossom of Azariah? The Blossom of Azariah dies in Hakilas Ha'om, Anoshim, Anoshim, Ataf, and the Gemara, famous Gemara Chagiga, Anoshim, Aboin, Lilmoy, the men come to learn, but that's by Hakel. So the men come to learn the Torah, Noshim, boys, Lashmoya, the women come to hear the Torah. So it says Taisis, what does it mean the women come to hear the Torah? What does it mean to hear it? The Taisis says, near the parish, Mitzvah Lashmoya, that the women have to hear the Torah Lashmoya, that's Kadesha Yed Lakayim HaMitzvah. In other words, they're not stam like Goylum, stam listening and bouncing off the eardrums, but rather they listen, meaning that way it's an instruction book for them, the Torah, and that way they know how to perform. The men are delving into the Torah, and the men are being osek in Torah, out to limit the Torah itself, that they have a mitzvah tamat Torah. Nashenke the Nashim, their mitzvah is Lishmaya, which means Kadesha Yeidu, Lakai HaMitzvah, so they should know how to perform the mitzvah. Now, so Taisus says, not that the Sheyedu Shaschus Torah. In other words, if Ben Eogol Ben Azai and a person, Mamish going to teach his daughter Torah and delve into it, so then she'll know the Shaschus is Torah. We discussed a little bit yesterday. So we had that. So Kapon and Benazai will hold the delving into it, and they'll know that it comes with the Schus Toila and etc. But Mashenkin, according to Bozom Azayim, say he holds the Noshim Boys Lashmoya, which means the definition of Lashmoya is that they should know how to perform the Mitzvah's Ha Toira. Now, in the Schus Shulchan Aruch here, they erased Memvov, which is Hilchos Talmud Teir. So the Ramah brings down that Makom Makom, even though a Noshim, in other words, a potter from Limit Teir, men are Chayev in Limit Teir, women are exempt, women are potter. In other words, those dinim that are directly negated to her, that are relevant to her, those dinim the lady has to learn, and that he quotes from the ogur in the name of the smag. Some say it's a mistake, the word smag, because our smags don't have it. Be that as it may, it's an ogur in the name of the friyadikr, that the ogur says that a lady is chayev to be loyme the dinim Torah, in order to know what to do, how to perform them. So that much of a chiyuv limud Torah the lady has, so that she should know what to do. The Bir HaGros says, in the commentary over there on the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei Reish Menvav, that what's the source for this thing that the ogre says that a isha is mechayev to learn Torah in order to know the dina to perform? Say the Goyin says that the source is from Toisis by us and Saita Davchof Aleph from the base, because he mamish quotes the Toisis that Benazai held that the person has to teach the daughter Torah and we don't go like that. Rav Pinkain, Rav Azariah says that the notion of boyis l'shmaya, which Toisis defines as to learn in order to hear the words of Torah, so they could know how to perform them. So that much of a chiyuv they have, and this Toisis could serve as a source, says the Goin, for the Ogur, which is mamash saying this thing lahalacha, that a lady is mechuyev to learn Torah, just in order to be able to know what dina to perform. Now, Be'emes over here, it appears to be, and this is a very soidiastic Indian, extremely fundamental point, that there's a big, apparently, chaluki deus in the Achroim, a very big shayla how to learn up the Ogur, and it makes enough kamil lahalacha, like we'll talk about. The Chuvis Beis Halevi, in a fairly well-known Chuvah in Chelak Aleph, Simon Vov, the Beis Halevi talks about this Ogur, and he says very firmly and very strongly that the Kavana of the Ogur is not, talk to Beis Halevi, to say that women have an actual intrinsic tzivoy to learn Torah, just not as much as the man, and not as strong as the man, and etc. But then the women too have a mitzvah to learn Torah. They have to learn Torah, but granted, because that way they'll know what to do. But as they have, because of that, they nichal on the mitzvah tamat Torah alein. That cannot possibly be, says the Beis Halevi. He brings some rayas to this thing from different parts of Shas, that the Gemara names on the women are actively potter from tamat Torah, and they do not have any active obligation of tamat Torah itself altogether. One of the rayas he brings is actually from our sugya in Saita on the Chof Aleph and Aleph, which will come back to later Mitzvah Hashem, Blineta coming up, that the Gemara talks about a Chof Aleph, that what's a schus that a lady has in Talmud Torah, such that the Mishnah said that sometimes the schus Torah can be toilet for an Isha for quite some time, that she drinks and she was Mizana and she won't die for a while, because the schus Torah is going to be Megan. So what is the schus Torah we're talking about? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says women are not Mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So therefore, you wouldn't have the great schus of Talmud Torah because they're not mitzvah, they're not commanded. Where it comes out that the schus is the schus that they are, that they bring the kids to the school to learn Mikra Mishnah, that they wait for the husbands to come back from the limit of Torah, etc. So that's the schus that the women have, is that they assist the limit of Torah of the boys and of the husband. So in other words, the Beis Halevi Tainus and other Chanan Tainus says, well, l'chayr this Gemara is a raya that women don't have any intrinsic obligation of limit of Torah, and don't also, and you can't learn, says the Beis Halevi, that the Ogur is Kipshuta. He doesn't mean to say, in other words, that women are intrinsically obligated in mitzvahs Talmud Torah because they have to know. That's not pshat, because if they would be obligated in Talmud Torah, so why does the Gemara in Aleph name that they're potter? And the only connection to an obligation is when they assist the husband and the boys, the children. So rather, the Beis Halevi says very stark that the real pshat of the Ogur is that limited Torah for the women is a hechsher b'yalma. You know, that's similar, you know, the Be'etzim, it's similar to building a sukkah before sukkahs, or cutting a shofar off of the ram before the ram's head before Rosh Hashanah. You have to take care of all the hechsherim, because otherwise you can't do the mitzvah properly if you don't prepare in advance. So likewise, how are you going to do a mitzvah properly if you're totally ignorant? So the only way to do it is to study the rules in advance. But in other words, the reason, according to the Beis Halevi, that women are going to study the rules, the halakam of Torah, that are shayach to the lemaisa, is simply because that's the preparation, it's the prep for the purpose of being able to do the mitzvah properly. So nichol the tzivoy of all the different tzivoyim that ladies have. So nichol in the tzivoy is to know the various dina that are associated with it, and nothing more than that was meant by the Ogur. He did not mean that there was any actual active obligation mitzad limud Torah itself that we would have to learn Torah. This is the Beis Halevi's pshat. Now, the truth of the matter is that it seems clear that the Beis Halevi's understanding of the Ogur is really very controversial, and there are places can work with this understanding of the Ogur and those who don't. In other words, there are those who say that women are totally mufka from any real chiyuv of Talmud Torah itself, and there are those who learn that there is some sort of a chiyuv al Talmud Torah, a Torah limud obligation that the women have, which is connected with the fact that they're going to have to perform and do the mitzvahs, and therefore they're obligated to learn Torah al Torah. Where this is perhaps most clearly seen is in a big machloikas of Poiskim, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, and say Mem Zayin, the Lachos of Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over there, Noshim Chayovois, I'm sorry, Bevoruchois, Noshim Bevoruchois Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says that ladies make Birchas HaTorah, Shabbat Chabonu, etc., the women make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So on that, there's two basic, very different understandings in the Noisa Kalim and the Poiskim over there, Mem Zayin, why it is that ladies are going to make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. The Magen Avraham Shita, which he brings from the Beis Yosef, is that the Mangavram and the Beis Yosef learned that the reason that ladies make a Birchas HaTorah is because the Chayavos Lilmoiz Dinim Shalahem, because the Mechuyev to learn their own halachas. Now, then, because the Mechuyev to learn their own dinim, it would not be correct to say that Noshim are truly potter from Talmud Torah. And you know, after all, if the Noshim person would be potter, then according to the Mechaber, according to the Shitas HaSvardim, Pashtus, in fact, they wouldn't make any bracha, because that the Pashtus is, that according to the Svardim, Mechaber, the Noshim don't make a bracha on mitzvahs that they're potter from. They don't make a bracha on lulav, etc. So, therefore, the Beis Yosef learns that women actually do have some kind of intrinsic obligation, Alts Talmud Torah, which is that the Mechuyev to learn the Dina that's negated to them, and they quote the Ogur, the same Ogur that we had in Yeridaya, in Teneration of Vav. So that's the Ogur, that's the serves as a source, as a support for, according to the Beis Yosef Mogen Avram, for why women make a bracha, Birch HaTayr in the morning. However, the Vilna Goyen, the Bir HaGro over there, strongly rejects this understanding. He said, the Vilna Goyen writes a Lashin, Devrehem Dechuyen become upon him. In other words, it's many rayas that this is completely dochoy, it's completely pushed aside, and incorrect to say that in some manner, women have an intrinsic obligation to learn Torah. The Vilna Goyen says, a Krot Savach, the Pasuk screams out, it cries out, V'limadtem Oysam as B'neichem, B'neichem V'loi B'neiseichem, right? That's the sugyas in Kedushin, that speak of the fact that Nashim HaPotter, B'neichem V'loi B'neiseichem. So the Goyen says that, Heich Tomev Etzivonu and V'nosam Lonu, the whole Lashainos of Etzivonu, you commanded us, and V'nosam Lonu, you gave us the Torah. These Lashainos cannot be made by women, because there's no intrinsic obligation to learn Torah altogether. Rather, it says the Goyen, what is the correct understanding of why it is that Nashim make a Birchat HaTorah? So the Goyen says, because the same reason that Tosfos says, a different place in Shas, that women can make a bracha on any Aseh Shaman Grama, even at the Potter from it, because they can make it B'Torah's Rishus. If they're doing the Mitzvah Alter Rishus, they can make the bracha Alter Rishus, and consequently, according to the Goyen, that's the reason why the lady is making the bracha Birchat HaTorah in the morning, because if she Potter from Torah, but she learns it, she learns something, and therefore she makes the Birchat HaTorah like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. That's the Vilna Goyen's Shita. The Mishabrura, right over there in the Mishabrura in Mem Zayin, when he talks about the Mechaber, it says, Noshim make a Birchat HaTorah, so he says, Hatam, I am Bebir Halacha. He just pushes you off to the Bir Halacha, what the reason is that Noshim make a Bracha Birchat HaTorah. And in the Bir Halacha over there, he says, first he brings the Magan Avraham, Hashem, the Ogur, Alpi the Ogur, that the women make a Birchat HaTorah because the Mechoyev to learn, Kamadinim Shalahem, the Dinim, that and again, they have to learn Torah to know the Dinim. Then, however, the Bir Halacha says that there's a different understanding, the Vilna Goyen who argues on this, and he learns up differently that the reason is because they're allowed to make the bracha, even though the mitzvah is not an actual chiyuv mitzvah for them, still they can make it as any mitzvah v'oisa, because we go like toises, and those rishonim who hold that, even if a lady is not actively mitzvah, she's doing the mitzvah and she can make a bracha. So the mishabru and the bir halacha, the nafgamina between these 2 days and the achroinim, is whether the lady can moitzi a man in birchat hatayah. If I hold that noshma mechuyovois, so her bracha that's being made is a bracha b'toyas chiyuv, the same as a man is making the birchat hatayah b'toyas chiyuv, so then we would say the woman could moitzi a man in birchat hatayah. And that's how the Prima Gaudim learns, he says, that a woman could moitzi a man. Masha'in kain, if you learn at the goin, so her chiyuv is a whole lower playing field altogether. Her chiyuv, her din birchat hatayah is only a rishus b'yalma, it's not a true chiyuv. So she wouldn't be able to get to moitzi a man who has absolute chiyuv obligation. So that's an afgamina lahalacha, zakti, bi'alacha between the 2 days in the achrayim. Now, if you think about it carefully, it seems to be pretty clear that the machlekes achrayim here is not whether the ogre is right. The ogre is right. The ogre says in Reish Mem Vav that women are mechuyev to learn Torah to know the dina they're going to have to perform. So the truth is, the goyin himself, the same goyin who comes out swinging over here, that you can't use this ogre as a source to say that women are borchas birchas haTorah, the same ogre over there, the same goyin in the Yeridaya Reish Mem Vav substantiates the ogre and says it's based solidly, and says in Yeridaya, and I would Tosfos. Tosfos says clearly that Noshim boys l'shmoya, which means they come to hear the din and that they have to perform. And why not? Of course, women are mechuyev to hear the din and they have to perform. Why Tosfos says they should be mechuyev. The real machlokes is pashtus in the poiskim in Sim Mem Zayin, is in how to understand the Ogur. It's not in whether the Ogur is right that women are mechuyev to know the dinim, but it's how to understand him. Is it like the Beis Halevi says, in other words, that even though women have to know the dinim, that does not in any way make them somehow mitzvah in Talmud Torah in any shape or form? It just happens to be they better know the dinim, because otherwise, how will they do the mitzvahs? So the Eidel to order to do the mitzvahs, you're going to have to know the dinim, and the dinim are a hechsher b'yalma, like any other kind of a hechsher. That's what Beis Halevi, if you learn like him, the pashtu is actually, the going is 100% right, and that the Goyen is saying that women won't make a bracha on Birchat HaTorah. Granted, they have to know the dinim, but that's not in any way to, a justification, a defense for saying that they should make it to Tzivonu on Talmud Torah, Lasik B'Deveseira, and all these Lashainas that the Goyen speaks of. Though there's no Tzivonu Lasik B'Deveseira. It's just you have to do what it takes in order to do the mitzvah, and for that you'll have to know the dinim. There's no Tzivonu Lasik B'Deveseira altogether for Noshim, even within the Ogur Shita, if you follow the Beis Halevi, and that presumably is what the Goyen was based on in your Erechaim Mem Zayin, when he rejects the using of the auger as a justification for women making a berachas hatorah. However, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, who you learned that you do use the auger as a justification for the women making a bracha on berachas hatorah, they're going to have to learn, pashtus, that the Noshim have an actual din of the Talmud Torah itself, al kaponim of vivayt, that the Talmud Torah has to be there, they have to learn the Torah in order as hechatim to be able to perform the kiyum mitzvahs. I saw in one sefer that he quotes the name of Hagoyin, the Goyin Reb Dov Tzvi Rothstein, that he said that actually you could argue that this concept of a din Talmud Torah itself, in order to know mitzvahs and not to perform the dinim, could be based upon what you find in Rashi and Dvorim Perik Yudbeis, that the pasuk says Shmuri v'shamata eis kol dvorim ho'ela, etc., etc. Shmuri v'shamata. What does Shmuri v'shamata mean? So Rashi over there teaches like this: the Shmuri v'shamata of Rashi is called Vorm Ho'ela. Zokt Rashi Zum Mishneh. That refers to learning the Mishnah. Sha'atotzomer Torech leShamra bivitznecha. That you better watch over it within your bet and watch over within you. Im Shanisa Zokt Rashi. That if you're gonna learn, in other words, Shmoyer, and then Vishamata. If you're going to learn Torah and preserve it within you and learn the Torah and know the Dinim, so then Vishamata, you're subsequently going to be able to perform in the Kayim, the mitzvahs, Tishma Vitakayim. Ober, Zok Rashi, Kosha, Eina Beklal Mishnah, Eina Beklal Maisa. Anybody who does not do the Mishnah, he's not included in Shmoyer, won't be Beklal Maisa, because we know what to do, and therefore he won't be included in Vishamata. So it's Mavur and Rashi, based on the Pusik, that there's an Etzem Din of Shmoyer Vishamata. In other words, that the concept that, for example, that Reb Dov Rosh wanted to say, the concept that women have to learn the Torah in order to be able to know what to do the mitzvahs is not a hechsher bialma like purchasing a shofar in advance or putting up a sukkah or the like. The rather over here, the pasuk alein is telling you that you better learn in order to know what to do. Shmoy v'shamata. And male, the women, when they learn, they have an intrinsic din of Talmud Torah itself. It's not mamish a din of Torah l'shmo, so to speak, like the men Torah to learn out Torah. They're learning Torah al tzeichetim for the kiyum mitzvahs. But nonetheless, from this vegan, there's an etzem din Talmud Torah to learn Torah to do the kiyum mitzvahs, and that was the sheet. And he actually says there, Reb Rothstein, that that's the shita that's going to explain to you why some poskim hold that women make a bracha on berachas haTorah of this ogur, because they have to learn Torah to know the dinim. In other words, that there's an etzem din to learn Torah to know the dinim, not just that there's a means to an end. Now I'll know the dinim and perform the mitzvahs. But rather, since there's a din Talmud Torah for women according to this mahalach, so consequently, that's why they'll make a berachas haTorah. In fact, I looked around and I saw in the Sefer Kisei Eliyahu, that's from Rabbi Eliyahu Yisroel, a chaver of the Chitor, a little bit of a Friedrich Sefer, so he actually also followed this mahalach that women are intrinsically mitzuva in Talmud Torah in this manner, in order to perform the dinim, and he grabbed the Bavorn Zekasha on the mahalach, that why does the Gemara look around for other schusim that the women have, the schus that they bring the kids to the school and they wait for the husbands, and that's the schus in Limud HaTorah. Why didn't it just discuss the schus that the women have, that they have their own din Limud HaTorah for the purpose of knowing the dinim? So he says that schus is not a sufficiently tremendous schus. It's not a schus in the ultimate activity of Talmud Torah, which is Torah to perform for the purpose of Torah. Rather, it's just it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says it's not the kind of a schus that's going to give them the ability to be toiler for a number of years. Like the Gemara is speaking over there, that you won't die from the meisoita for a number of years. For that, you need a schus godol ma'od ma'od zok there, and that you're going to have that they assist the children, the male children, that they assist the husband in the limit of Torah, and that's why the Gemara didn't get into this etzem din Talmud Torah that women have. Chotch that he says that the truth is that women really do have the din Talmud Torah, like the Orgur says, for the purpose of knowing the dinim. Finally, I'm going to go through the basic poiskim that's brought to the poiskim, the basic raids on Rebbe Eliezer, who he paskin like. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer called him a lamed as bita Torah, keilu melamed a tiflos. A person who teaches a daughter Torah is as if he's teaching her tiflos. Tiflos is an unclear word exactly what it means. Tiflos is some kind of a nidriga thing, perhaps you say it in Yiddish, trivialities or inappropriate things. You're teaching her tiflos. There's two shittas over here. Rashi learns that it teaches them a kind of armimos for the purpose that could help them in performing acts of znus, and the Rambam and the Meiri learn that it means kind of trivialities of Dvorim B'Teilim, that they learn that they'll take it and use it, the Chochmah HaTorah that they learn for the purpose of Inyonim B'Teilim. So Kaponim Ich Sheiya, a person who teaches a daughter Torah, is like teaching her Tiflus. The Poiskim, a number of Poiskim speak out, like we'll see that this refers to Teresh Val Peh. Now, in the Truvas Maharil HaChadoshos, the Maharil says on this the following. He brings down that the Shoyel was Matmiya. Why would Noshim Avorcham Hilchas Torah, and Lamaisa, they're not even allowed to learn Torah because it's Kilum Alamda Tiflus. They're making a bracha on Talmud Torah, and the bracha that they learn Torah, and they're mamish also to learn Torah altogether. So how could that thing possibly be? So on this, the Maharil responds with two things. First of all, he says it's not a kasha because this thing that teaching a woman Torah is teaching a Tiflus is only if you teach a Torah Shal Peh, like we'll see, I'm coming from the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings this thing down, only Torah Shal Peh. Mashenkin teaching her a simple Torah Shal Ksav, so that is not included in Tiflus, and therefore, that's the first point where they can make Talmud Torah. Second point, says the Maharil, this thing of Melamed is Bita Torah is like teaching her Tiflus is Dafka Melamed Labita. That's only somebody who actively goes ahead and teaches. But he, Shalom Dami Atzmu, if she learns on her own, Yesh Lo Schar, Ke'ena Mitzvah Va'oisa, Shehi Mechavenes L'Toyfa. So in other words, he says that Maharil says a big chiddush. He doesn't bring any source for this, that he says a chiluk, the Gemara says Melamed is Bita Torah like Melamed Tiflus. So that's if you teach her. Masha'enkin, if she learns on her own, so that's not included all together, and Mela, therefore, she could make a bracha on Talmud Torah prior to learning on her own. That's a big chiddush, and that's the second point that the Maharil says. The truth of the matter is that the Apoikim that are Madaik is from the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Yeridei Reish Mevav, it's based on the Rambam, Hilchasam Torah Perek Aleph. So the Rambam says like this, a curious Lashon. Isha Shalim de Torah Yesh Lo Schar. A lady who learns Torah, she gets a schar. Avaloi Keschar Ha'ish. She doesn't get as much schar as a man, Neisha Enim Mitzvah Voisa. Okay. So first the Rambam says she gets schar, but not as much as a man. Then he says, even though she gets schar, for pishi yesh lo schar, tzivu chazal. Shalo yalamed es bita Torah, you should not teach his daughter Torah. And they roiv hanoshim, roiv, majority of the women, ein daitam mechuvonis lehislame, the daitam is not mechuvon for the purpose of focusing to learn. Moitzi is divrei Torah ledivrei havoi, that they are moitzi the divrei Torah to use for trivialities and other things, lefei anios daitam, and therefore the Rambam quotes the chazal, malamed es bita Torah, kilom alamda tiflus, and that's only Torah shabal peh, etc. Al Kaponim, the Emma says that the Prisha makes this diak on the Torah, who says the same lashon in Yeridei Reish Manvav. The Prisha makes this diak, one of the Gdolei Achronim makes a diak, that he says that the whole lashon over here is mashma, that a woman could learn her own. If she learns on her own fakir, she actually gets schar. You're not going to tell her that she learns, she gets schar, if the truth is it's an avera. I mean, obviously, it's not an avera. So if she learns, she gets schar, she learns on her own. Mashain came, but then the Indian of teaching her that you should not do, because apiroiv, we name on the majority that they're not holding by it. In other words, the assumption is that, and the Prisha makes this diik, that it's only apiroiv that we assume that they're not holding by it, but there is a miut that's assumed that they are holding by it. So the Mela, to go ahead and actively teach her that you can't do, because it means you're proactively involving her, and you don't know who says she belongs to the miut that's holding by it. But if she'll actively on her own be proactive on her own to independently learn, so then the halacha is going to be that that's acceptable, and the Prisha makes this diuk, and that's the same din as the Chavis Maharil. So this is all one point. The Chidor takes this Yisrael a step further in the Sefer Toiv Ayin that he wrote, and the Chidor writes, he stelts over there in Bruria that you find that she knew a tremendous amount of Torah, the Bruria Eishes her Meir, and over there the Pshat is not so to Chidor that she learned it on her own. She did not learn it on her own. He brings Mar Mekoimis that it's Mufur that the Chazal taught her, that the Rabbanon taught her the Torah. So how did they teach her? So the Chidor taines that Bruria, since they were Hikiru Bo, Shahisa Kavanosa Lilmoid, Bechol Libo, they recognized within her that she had an Emesa Kavanah Lilmoid. With her tremendous intellect, so therefore they taught her. And the Chidah says similar aid over there also, that the Pshat is that we have to be choishish, because we have to go with the presumption that the woman is not necessarily holding by it. But if you happen to be makir with a clear cut hakor that the woman is holding by it, so then, says the Chidah, then the, like the case of Brunia, so then they recognize clearly within her that the goydel sichlo, she had tremendous kavonot learned to limit atayah, and Mela, there was no problem even teaching her. So he really takes it a step beyond that which the some of the other poets can say it's mutter for her to learn her own. Now, Bemis, these heterim are not negir b'chlal to a kind of class situation in which you have a whole class, and particularly you impose on the young women to come to the class, because then it's they don't have this kind of a concept that you're makir, the goydel sichlo, etc., etc. That's not an individualistic thing. But there is, Bemis, moreover, interesting thing that the truth is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that not only is there an issue of Torah Shel Peh that's Melamda Tiflus, but they say even Benegeh to Torah Shel Ksav, it's Mufur in the Rambam and also in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Question of the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch, Avot Torah Shel Ksav, Lo Yelamed Oysen Lechatchelo, you don't teach her Lechatchelo, Ve'im Melamda Einoi Kem Melamda Tiflus. So this is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. It does not have the Madrega of Tiflus if you teach her Torah Shel Ksav, the written Torah, but on the other hand, it's still not Lechatchelo. Remember, Zaneh, the Taz has a curious thing, it's a curious Taz in Reish Mem Vav, the Taz wants to tie that b'chlal, how do you know there's a chiluk at all between Teresh HaPeh and Teresh HaBeksav? We're going to get that. That Teresh HaBeksav is more kal. So he wants to say that we find by Hakel that the Noshim are boys l'shmoya, and they were listening to Pesukim. So Weinstein said there could be cases like l'chatchila, mamash l'chatchila, it's okay for the women to learn Torah. So he says over there it's mevorah, not only is Teresh HaBeksav different, but that sometimes it's mutter mamash l'chatchila, because the Noshim are boys l'shmoya, they mamash heard the Teresh HaBeksav. The Taz wants to taina that over there they were hearing Pashtei HaMikrois mamash. In other words, mamash simplistic, simple reading of the Pesukim, and that's mutter l'chatchila. And he says the Loshna Taz is kemoish who minug b'chol yoim, even though hundreds of years ago, you didn't have the kind of education of the women that they had today, nonetheless, minug b'chol yoim, like the Taz, is that the women are learning this divrei tchila, but like the Taz, that they delve somewhat more into it, and they walk more deeply into the psukim, that then it will be a kaponim, also l'chatchila. Finally, we'll conclude with the famous Maramokum of the Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Likutei Halochos, off a north over here, in Hilchei Saita, in Masechta Saita, where the Chavetz Chaim says a very famous thing, and Chavetz Chaim writes, Venira, the chol zeh, this whole din that it's malam the tiflus and etc. Chol zeh dafka v'zmanu shalofaneinu. All of that is in the earlier times. Shekol echad hayodoy b'makom avoysov. Everybody lived in the place of their fathers, and they had a mesayra midoy ledoy ledoy. The kabolas ha'ovoys hayochozak ma'oy. There was a very clear cut mesayra. You can get it from the home. You can get the chinuch, the hashpo, the yiddishkeit. You can get from the home. And if each person was noyik derech darke avoysov, so zot the chavetz chaim, then it was practical and possible. It was possible to enact and to say, she shouldn't learn, and she'll be saimech al avoyseh ha'yeshorim what she learns in the home. Avol, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, avoyseinu harabim today, the kabbalah sovois nisroi feith mo'oid mo'oid, that's very much weakened, the Messiah and the Kabbalah. And very often, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, there's all kinds of hashpois and limudim that the people and the women get from the outside as well, from the chutz, that they get from the outside cultures as well. So, meilu, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, today, bevadai mitzvah rabba, alam them chumish, it's a big mitzvah for sure to teach them chumish, the gam neviim. And you have to teach them these things. That they should have stark within themselves and learn the amitios, to learn intellectually, to understand the amitios of our emuna hakadoisha. If you don't have this old shiasur legami v'derech Hashem, they may turn away completely from the derech Hashem. And that's the very famous shtickle in the Likutei Halachos and the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim was from the very, very big maskimim that he was maskim to the Sora Schneer's institution of the Beis Yaakov. Now, for Shteitzuch, this Maramokim in the Chavetz Chaim, which is as important that is, very, very important Maramokim, all that really mentions explicitly is that it's a mitzvah rabba to teach Chumash, and Neviim Ksuvim, and the Musri Chazal, like Masech to Ovois and Menorius Hamor. For Shteitzuch, today we teach much more, and the Chavetz Chaim, so the application of how to apply this Chavetz Chaim's Yisoid is a very dakas to gazach, and that's if you get me to the gdeli hadur of each dur to know how to apply it. That's a zach that we need the manhigos of the gdeli hadur to tell us how to apply these things. But upon him, this Chavetz Chaim shtickle, that's the asoid. And pashtus, what the Chavetz Chaim is saying, by the way, is that he understood that the ikr iser was gegeben, that's what it looks like, that the ikr iser was gegeben in an oifen in which you had the mesiris ha'ovois. Mashainkin, you're not going to give this iser of tamat toyer in an oifen that there is no mesiris ha'ovois, because then stam, they're going to go directly off the derech. So in such a foul, the iser wasn't gegeben. And again, like we said, the application of how to apply this het of the Chavetz Chaim, that's a zach that's nitna biyad, the gedolei hadoyer of the doyer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or mesechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.